foot and mouth.
The federal government is planning its biggest public auction ever, and on the auction block is an island not far from the Hamptons on Long Island. It has millions of unblemished shoreline, hundreds of acres of undeveloped forest, a lighthouse, a ferry terminal. But if you're interested in buying it, you ought to know the current residents have foot and mouth disease, and the neighbors on the mainland like it that way. From member station WSHU, Charles Lane reports how the government will go about auctioning a unique property.
Foot and mouth disease is harmless to humans, but it's highly contagious among hoofed animals and could potentially decimate the country's $60 billion cattle industry. Officials were so worried about outbreak, the only place you could legally research the disease was here on Plum Island, about 1 mile from the tip of Long Island.
You can see the animal intake right here. You can see the ramps up there. All the animals are upstairs.
Jason Golden is the official tour guide for Plum Island. He says developments in lab safety means better research can safely be done on the mainland. So the program will be moving to Kansas, which means if you're in the market for a high-security bio lab, now's your chance. But, Golden says, there's so much more to the island.
Moving all the way around, you've seen the South Fork of Long Island out here. This is all the Hamptons. Basically, everything from about right there to about right there is all open Atlantic. Depending on what your vector is, you're either going to hit Morocco, Spain, or Portugal.
As if selling an island weren't enough, this one also boasts a 19th century lighthouse on top of a grassy hill. There's an old army base, there's a power plant, even fresh water. But perhaps Plum Island's biggest selling point is its pristine wetlands and forests, an area the size of Central Park and just a helicopter ride away from Central Park. Patrick Scalfani is a spokesman for the General Service Administration, the agency auctioning off the property.
We've conducted many of these competitive sales, but there's no comparison to it.
Usually GSA just posts online surplus army trailers and rusty barges. Scalfani says for Plum Island, they're planning focus groups to figure out who might want sandy beaches in a biolab. The best guess right now is either a preservationist, a research company, or a developer. Jonathan Miller is a real estate appraiser and researcher who specializes in luxury properties. He says the potential of Plum Island is huge because it's right next door to one of the wealthiest communities in the country.
Actually, the most expensive real estate transaction was in the Hamptons, and it was $147 million.
Acre by acre, Miller says Plum Island could be worth as much as $1 billion, but it's not that simple. Zoning and litigation could affect the value, but contagious animal diseases, not so much.
So there's many examples of quote-unquote stigmatized properties that are, you know, who would think that anybody would ever live in these? And then you gut it, strip it, remediate, and then create, you know, high-end real estate product that breaks records in the neighborhood.
Who ultimately buys Plum Island is the subject of fierce local debate. The nearby town has zoned the island, so essentially it could only be used for research. Environmentalists are threatening to block any transaction that doesn't include protections for endangered species. Meanwhile, developers are pushing the idea of a Google Island or an Apple Island. For NPR News, I'm Charles Lane.